Roger JP Show.
Whatever.
All right, let's get to the bottom. So this breaking news.
I go on the Twitter.
All right.
And there's a post here from Monica.
Yeah.
OM gosh, I got flowers, 3 exclamation points. They were sent to work yesterday while I was at jury duty. Thank you, Dave. Also, who are you? Hashtag, will the real Dave please stand up?
That's funny.
Now, if there's one thing we're good at here, it's sleuthing. Mm-hmm. So let's figure out who Dave might be.
Well, and here's the deal. I put it on social, so I figure, you know, that would be my answer. I would get an answer. No, Dave has, and I put it on Instagram, too. So, you know.
Has it come forward?
Nobody said anything, and who, I mean, super
random
nice.
Random flowers.
I will say this. They came to work under Monica Madison, so I'm like, well, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, it's someone who listens to the, you know, to the show, which is awesome. Thank you so much. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. The picture doesn't do it justice because the whole thing is huge. It's a big arrangement, a huge vase. Mm-hmm. It's big.
Are they the kind of flowers you like?
Yes, there's Gerber daisies in there, which are my favorite, and a bunch of other pretty things too. So it's really pretty.
Wow. So he knows what you like.
And the tag said, "Have a good day from Dave."
Who's
from?
Dave?
I don't.
You
know.
Don't know who Dave is.
How would I know who Dave is?
Well, you would think.
Dave think you know who Dave is?
Right. Or maybe he doesn't and he just wants to keep lurking in the shadows.
But I mean, it would seem like a secret admirer would be the way to go. Because remember, I got secret admirer flowers before.
Right.
Yeah, wasn't it? Was this at your birthday last year? Or I feel like in the last year this has happened.
I don't remember when, but yeah, it was a secret admirer situation. And then I ultimately got a message from the person who it was and was like, I just didn't want it to be out there or whatever. So that was cool. And it nice, mm-hmm. super nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
But this one says Dave. Who's Dave?
Was that guy's name Dave?
No, it was not.
So this is a different guy.
Yes.
Maybe this guy saw that video of you crawling on the desk in the Bone Studios.
No.
No?
Did you see the one of Isaiah?
With your fine, fine hamstrings.
What about the guy that used to invite, I don't think his name is Dave, though. The guy that used to took you to the Bills game.
Oh, Bobby.
Miami.
Bobby,
right.
Yeah.
That's not Dave.
All
right.
I don't know any Daves.
The guy, he's in the hospital, though, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. And honestly, it's not him because someone put that on there. I'm so sorry to Finn Dave because I knew it wasn't him. Honestly, Finn Dave and I don't have the best history, so I knew it wasn't him. And
what'd you do to him?
I don't know. I honestly don't know because he was really cool with me and really nice. And then out of nowhere, I think a lot of times people get influenced by chat rooms and stuff or, you know, the message boards and all of that. Yeah. And so he was kind of anti-me, which is fine. Everybody's got, you know, I'm not mad at that. I just knew it wasn't him because of that.
Hmm. So is there a Dave?
I don't know.
So he put Monica Madison. That means he just knows you from social media or the air and then knows you on social media.
Yeah, that was Facebook.
Right?
And they were delivered here, which, you know, I felt bad because I got them because JoJo brought them to me today. And I was like, what a bitch I am. If he sent me flowers and I don't even say thank you, you know what I mean? All day yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, I'm a bitch. But
you weren't here.
I know, but maybe he didn't realize that unless he listens. I don't know.
Maybe it's the guy from jury duty.
No, his name was not Dave.
Do you know that guy's name? Are you allowed to
know
the jurors' names?
Okay. Yes, we did know each other's names.
Mm-hmm.
His was Jackass.
Dave.
Yeah.
His name was Jackass.
That misogynist, that beautiful misogynistic man.
No. Yeah, you guys probably wouldn't mind. Whatever. He was too bad he had to, you know, I'm going to take a page out of your book. Too bad he had to start talking. He just looked really good. And then he had to have thoughts and stuff.
As soon as he opened his mouth.
Yeah. I should have just went, shh, and patted him on the head like you do.
Yeah.
So now what do we do here? We can't just
I don't know. I don't know what to do. And I would really, I just want whomever. They're beautiful. I'm extremely grateful. There's no occasion. There's nothing better than getting flowers because I love them. But then also, I'm sorry. Maybe it's a chick thing, but getting flowers at work is really cool. Like it's like an extra bonus thing. I was like, look, everybody, look what I got. You did
right.
Right.
All the
but
girls
the, problem,
like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. The problem with this is that even if he is a, he doesn't have a. He's got to be perfect to even have a shot to go on a date.
No, he stop.
Yes, he does.
See, now in your head, perfect. In reality, it's my type, and my type is if you knew my exes, and you know,
it's very one of them. Specific, Monica.
It's not specific. It's just I think the most important thing, and you've said this before, is please have the same, you can have your sense of humor. If it's not the same as mine, we're never going to get along. So let's just start there. Like, honestly, the rest of it's physical
humor,
stuff.
You can hang out with.
Yes. You can't be, you know, a fan of anyone in the AFC East. Like, that's just, it's not going to work out.
These are basic things.
These are the bare minimum things. The rest of it, it can be whatever, whatever. But these are, that's it. It's just never going to work. Right. And so that's not perfect. You don't have to be perfect to be an NFC team fan or to be, you know, to, I don't know. I just feel to be funny in my type of, like, if we share the same type of humor.
Right. So if you like some puns, also, you're sleeping with him the first night.
Well, maybe mouth stuff. I don't know. I just know that I think it's super cool at extra bonus points that he sent them. Like, that's amazing. That's a cool first step. But second, it might not even be romantic, you guys. It might just be, hey, you know what? I like the show. People say that all the time. You know.
But he didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
And he did put his name. He would have left it anonymous if he just wanted to do something nice and not be known.
Yeah.
He put his name for a reason.
But then, and that's true. But then how am I to know who you are? Like, it's like he wanted to be known, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he thinks he knows you better.
Uh-oh. Am I a bitch here again? Yeah, maybe I do know who it is. How would I know just by Dave? I honestly don't think I know any Daves.
Mystery.
Yeah, but it's intriguing. Because I wonder if he's listening right now.
I know.
And then he's going, well, there goes that.
No. I'm a Dolphins fan. No, you're not. See, Dave, if you're listening.
You just said they can't like anybody in the AFC East. And I said, there goes, if he's listening, he's a Dolphins fan. He said, there goes that.
Thank you, Dave, for the flowers. But Dave knows, if he's a Dolphins stupid fan, then he knows that he doesn't want to be with me either because I'm a Bills fan. And that's a heated rivalry.
Yeah, but maybe he just.
He could see past it.
Right, but maybe he could just see past it because he likes you.
Not a true fan then.
Oh, Andy's on line three. Andy, what do you got?
Wait, Andy.
The weather guy.
What?
Osterberg?
I think it's Dave, the weather guy. Yeah.
It is not Dave Osterberg.
Right, what should we do?
Get Osterberg on the phone.
Come on.
And JP, you were right yesterday, and so were the other callers.
About what?
Monica, how she'd work out in the courtroom. She'd go against the grain.
I told you.
I did.
100%. She was going to dig in. There was no question about it. Zero question in my mind. So let's just start a list of Daves. Osterberg is number one on the list.
He's off the list. He's crossed off the list. I love Dave to death. He's been nothing but nice to me, but we are friends and nothing more. And there's zero. Okay, let me put you this way. We've been in on a boat and stuff like that, where there was plenty of opportunity for if anything was going to happen between us. We're both just not, you know, we're just both friends like that. It's not there.
Get Osterberg off the boat and on the phone immediately. Chuck on line four. What do you got, Chuck?
That'd be cool if it was Osterberg.
Yes. There's some guy on Instagram claiming to be Dave.
Huh?
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, there's some guy on Instagram claiming to be Dave.
Oh, let's say what?
Really?
Oh, yeah?
He said he got you the Buffalo Bills shoes last year and the Gerber Daisies last year.
Oh, no.
Have you gotten gifted Gerber Daisies before?
That is not the response he's looking for, Monica.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you might want to. Well, maybe it's because she was looking at Instagram at the same time that she said, oh, no.
You just did everything but go, ew.
No, I don't know who I know. No. I take that back. Hold on. I'm reading the Instagram comments. That's why I was so like, okay. The first one says, sorry, Monica, baby is not a real man. He knew you weren't there and he dropped them off. I would have brought him there while you were there. Okay, people are just mean on Instagram.
Right, so
this one, list of possible guys named Dave that may send of these, David Letterman, David. Okay.
Well, he just said the guy claiming that he gave you a Bills. What was that, Bill? Chuck, you still there?
Oh, it is him. No, here it is. He did. Chuck, I'm reading it. He did give me. Oh, he's super nice. I do know this guy now. I didn't remember his name. Here's why. His name on Instagram and on Twitter is Music Man, and I didn't know his name was Dave. So that's not that I don't, you know, I didn't remember him. I just know him as Music Man.
Uh-huh. So this guy, Dave, is a second-time nice guy.
Yes,
the
super
first
nice.
Time he sent you Gerber Daisies and a Buffalo Bills thing, is that what he said?
Sneakers, Buffalo Bills sneakers, yeah,
sneakers.
With my name on them. Yeah, they're very cool. I wear them all the time during season, for sure.
How did he know your shoe size?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Creepy.
And how's he send you these very memorable things and you don't remember?
Because again, Music Man, I honestly did not know his name was Dave. Now I know his name is Dave and he doesn't ever have to send me anything ever again. But if I do get something from Dave, I will know that it's him. He said, I was hoping for more Gerber daisies, just something to make you smile. I did not know that you were going to be out yesterday, and it would have been kind of creepy to bring them there myself. Also kind of low class. Oh, I am the real man that got you the daisies last year and the Buffalo Bills tennis shoes. Hope you have a great day. Super nice. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, so, but looking on Twitter. I put in at Music Man, and I'm coming up with a million different Music Mans.
Go on Instagram, and you'll see he's the top comment. Thank you. That's so nice. I mean, look at
still
that.
Still not going to bang him, though, right? Mm.
Why is it sex or nothing? Like, why is that? Why are we?
Why can't it be just a thank you? Is that what you're saying?
A thank you for what? What'd she do?
Well, she heard saying thank you to him. Why can't she just say thank you? I think is what she's about to
no,
say.
No, you can do that, but it's boring. Right?
Well, I guess I got to get on my knees for the show then.
I didn't say you have to get on your knees. Monica, I'm trying. I've always tried to come up with ways or suggestions or places for you to meet people. So because you had said, I guess it was about a year ago at this point, that you were open to meeting somebody and open to a relationship.
Yes.
So I've done nothing but try to say, why don't you join a runner's club? Go to where they're doing, watching the games on the beach. Like, all those things. Mm-hmm. You act like I'm trying to get you to drink poison.
No. I just think that yesterday's jury situation, not everything that kind of starts out cool has to end in a relationship. I'll know when it's right. And
I didn't say, what did I say after that? You thought he was a douchebag. Okay.
And then
I didn't push.
Music Man, I honestly don't even, Dave, I don't even know him. Like, I don't think I've ever met him in person.
Crazy. But maybe just meet him. But, however, here's what I know about you.
What? What do you
this
think you know about
this approach is not your style.
What? Mm. What? What are you talking about? That's
this
very nice.
I'm not saying it's not nice. Not your style. It's no different than some cheesy line on Instagram or Twitter or any
this
of the dating
cheesy,
sites.
Though.
I know that.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
This one over here.
What?
Yeah.
Different animal.
No, but she said she appreciates because Gerber Days is her favorite. She thought they were beautiful.
She appreciates it.
Right.
But views it as not the best approach for her.
I think I'm right, and you know I'm right.
I love it. Yes or no?
Approach for what? Like, it depends.
There's interest in...
I don't think there's
attraction.
Interest on his end. I really don't. I don't think. I think he truly is.
You
just
don't want to think.
No. He's left a message here and stuff. It's truly about him wanting, just doing something nice to make sure I'm having a good day
make
and that
smile,
I smile. That's
day.
That's all I see. He's never advanced in any other way. It's just a friendship.
That doesn't mean he doesn't want to. And he does these things. He does these things as a way to open the door to a possibility, not force it.
Yeah,
but
always.
Maybe start a conversation. Hey, thank you. Wanted me for coffee or wanted me for, you know, whatever. I'm just chucking it. All I'm saying is open your eyes.
I am.
A little bit.
I have. He seems super nice. There's zero negative. I just don't know him.
What I'm trying to say is clearly there's a guy who's got interest in you. He may be great. But you don't like the approach of the flowers. You know it, and I know it. You're not going to want to admit it because you're not going to want to give me the W. But I'm right, and you know I'm right.
I think that there is no interest romantically from him. I think he is moot.
And I think you're wrong. That's not you dodging the question. You don't like the approach.
I don't not like the approach. It's just not what I would. I don't think instantly I want to go out with this guy with this approach. You're right.
Why would
but
you?
I also don't. I think it's a nice approach. It's very nice. It's just you know sometimes.
But you're not open to it.
I would meet him. Would I meet him?
You said you would.
I would
but
meet
would
him
you
three
meet
times.
Him?
And then
I don't know.
Question
I don't know.
After you said you would.
I would.
You hate it when I'm right. You loathe.
Well,
when
I mean,
I'm right.
That's factual.
Because
right.
I know you better than you know you,
no.
And it drives you insane.
I think that you think, listen, again, is this my first approach that I'd be like, oh, that's hot? You're right. It's not. However, it doesn't mean I think it's a nice gesture. So if there was any advancement, and there's not, because I don't think he's romantically interested, then I would not be completely closed to it. Like, oh, you sent me flowers. Mm-hmm. That's not what I want first. I wouldn't be shut off by it.
It's not a turn off.
It's not a turn off.
It's not a turn on either.
But it's not a turn on. So it's in the middle. It's like a friend middle, a friend zone thing.
if there would have been a blimp or a plane overhead with one of those tail things and said, just outside of the building, "Hey, Monica, have a great day, Dave." She'd be like, "That's an interesting approach." Different, right? It's different. It's not just flowers or some cheesy line. It's different. The guy went out of a way, thought outside the box.
Yeah.
There's the effort.
You know how he gets her? He puts up, "Hi, Monica. My name is Dave. I'm not plain."
That's pun. You know, now Roger, I feel like, knows me better here, because that's it. Like, all it is
that's
it's
all he would have to do.
And that would be awesome. All it is to know me well enough to do something like that. And then it's the challenge. It's the challenge of the guy to come up with something creative. And if you do, that's awesome. I'm all open. But I mean, if you're going to do what he do to 20 other girls, you know, and see which, like, throw, cast a wide net and whichever one hits. I'm not that girl. And have fun and good luck. I hope you meet someone, but it ain't going to be me.
I hope he sends you black roses tomorrow.
Oh, God. He doesn't, because both he and I are on the same page. We both know.
See? There we go.
That we're just, I appreciate this. It did make my day. Mm-hmm. I am smiling. They've been sitting in front of me this whole show. I love them. Thank you, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lubricating it. I'm not lubricating anything.
That was a jump.
That is a jump. I will kiss and make up with you right now. Tom Brady. What?
What?
Wow.
What do you have to do with it?
It's not anything that I would
ever. Like the meat.
That is true.
I like now we're back on track.
I like the flowers. I think they're beautiful. I like it all the way in my mouth. That is true, too.
Just not from that guy.
I don't know that guy. Stop putting... I'm not saying anything bad about that guy.
You just said you know that him and the two of you just know that we're just friends. And then you just say, "I don't know that guy." Which one is it?
Well, you know him on the surface. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know him?
Or
I don't know him. I've never met him, but he has sent me messages when he sent me the sneakers, when he sent me the flowers.
Like, so in a surface way.
Like, yeah, very. Music man. I only knew Dave today. So
is George still online, too, because he had advice for you. Is he still there, Dave?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's hear George. George,
you
have advice? Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Well, I had advice like 18 minutes ago, but let me tell you something, music man. After having to sit here and listen to this for 18 minutes, the next time you send her something, and not in person, I'm going to hunt you down.
Oh,
that's all.
George, it's okay. Okay.
What did he do wrong, George? What did he do wrong?
Oh my God, his sneakers. He paid half the rent. He bought all that. Oh, my Lord. I was laughing, Monica, because the first Instagram, the message, I wrote that to you. Hey, you said I was mean. I wasn't. Dave, show up in person. I'm going to find you.
Wow.
George. All right, this is George laying on the law.
George feels more about it than I do. I'm very grateful.
That's the problem.
Very emotional. That's right.
That's the problem.
You need to get in touch with more feelings.
It's like a wrestling speech. Let me tell you something, music man.
Promo. He got a promo on Dave.
And that's the bottom line. Because George said so. Oh, hell yeah.
I think George is trying to be nice in an angry way. So thank you, George,
yes,
as well.
Yes. All right, well, there we go. I mean, now we know who Dave is. We see what your status is with him, kind of.
We're not even friends because
nice.
Yeah, he's just a guy who is super nice to me and who just wanted to make me have a good day. And
flowers once a year.
There's nothing wrong with that. Thank you. You don't ever have to send me flowers. So thank you.
Dave's some kind of alien.
I'll choke on it.
All right. Well,
Thank you.
Who knows where this goes? Next year, we'll find out for episode 3 and see if it's flowers or he moves on to something else, maybe. Maybe from becomes best regards.
Poison pastries if it doesn't go his way. Look out, Monica.
You see, and that's what you can understand. He's a genuinely nice guy, so that would never happen.
Nice.
He's he's a good-hearted person. Thank you, Dave.
It's nice to have nice listeners like that.
It really is.
All right. Very good. There it is. Another episode. You can see the post. It's on your Twitter. Is that correct? Or your Instagram?
It's on both.
Both. All right. At Bill's Fan Monica. Well, Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.